the big three that we call the big three is like the main endpoints: the cytotoxicity, irritation, and sensitization. Okay. So cytotoxicity is a test that we run to understand if we put your medical device into extraction solvent or like a liquid, right? What could be coming out of there and whether that extractables profile, that's how we call it, whatever is migrating out of the device, does that have potential to cause cellular destruction? Okay, so basically they will look at whether it kills the cells or not, or affects their morphology or viability somehow, right? So that's the first thing to check.
So basically it will your device kill cells? Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty important.
I bet that hip implant maybe could have caused some cellular destruction. Okay, so I mean, it sounds pretty straightforward and simple, right? Cytotoxicity, we put it on cells, we see cells die. But actually, there are quite a lot of minute details to that testing. And because it's an in vitro test, most of the other tests are in vivo tests for like the irritation and sensitization. It does tend to be more sensitive. And with that comes the array of, you know, if we do see some reactivity, is it actually going to be causing a harm? Again, hint, hint, if you have this issue, you can always call us. All right. So irritation is the second point, right? So basically we want to know if your device is going to contact the patient, either the skin or the tissue. We want to know if the extractables profile, again, what can be coming out of the device when it's, you know, exposed to like a solvent, is that going to cause irritation in a tissue or skin? And what we do a skin sensitization test where we look at reddening or swelling of the site where we have the solution that has come off from your device being put on the skin or inside the skin. Sensitization is similar type of reaction where, again, we're looking at irritation or the reddening or swelling of the skin, but sensitization is a type of allergic reaction. It's kind of like poison ivy. When you have the first time exposure, you might not even do anything or feel anything. So you might think, oh, I'm cool. I don't have a reaction to that at all. But then when you have a second exposure or third exposure, then you'll be like, I see this rash. You know, it's kind of like Coraline with the little rod, having the poison oak in their hands and then having the reaction on the skin. Okay, so we don't want to, you know, go down that path, right? So those are the main three, the so-called big three, that we need to evaluate for any medical device.
Okay, I'm just going to restate what you just said. I thought it was perfect and beautiful. So basically what we're saying is that for every medical device to go to market, it has to be evaluated. Does it kill cells? Is it fatal to cells? Will it give you an allergic reaction? Or if you put it on your skin, is it going to cause redness and swelling? It seems clear and straightforward. Those are things I don't want to happen to me when a medical device is used on me. So those are the big three. They're required for all of them. We don't want to kill our own cells. We don't want to give people allergic reaction, and we don't want to cause redness and swelling.